Ikinagagalak nating makasama ngayon dito sa SBS Filipino ang inihalal na Deputy Mayor ng Windham Council para sa taong 2017 hanggang 2018, dating opisyal ng Navy at miyembro ng Philippine Military ng 15 taon, purong Pinoy at ang pinakaunang Filipino-Australia na nakapwesto sa isang mataas na posisyon sa politika ng Australia, Ginoong Walter Villagonzalo. Magandang araw sa iyo, Ginoong Walter.
Magandang araw rin, Claudette.
Kumusta po kayo, sir?
Mabuti naman po.
Ayan, maraming salamat sa inyong oras. Alam ko po kayo po ay Cebuano, tama po ba?
Tama, sir. Taga Cebu.
Sa unang pagkakataon po, isang Pinoy po ang nakaupo sa isang mataas na pwesto bilang Deputy Mayor. Ito po ay isang achievement para sa, of course, unang-una sa inyo, sa inyong pamilya, at para din po sa lahat ng mga Pilipino dito sa Australia. Ano po ba yung pakiramdam nyo na kayo po yung inihalal ng inyong kapwa-konsehal bilang Deputy Mayor?
Nung una, talagang merong kunting nervousness or apprehension dahil hindi natin alam kung ano yung role na gagawin. First time natin gagawin ng ganun, ano? Paminsan, isipin rin natin na hindi natin kaya to. Bakit ba ako nandito? Ano bang, paano ba nangyayari ito? Parang sinasabi ni Dolphy na kilala nating artista, no? Na sabi niya, hindi problema ang tumakbo eh. Ang problema kung manalo, anong gagawin?
So,
hindi naman natin hinahabol yung magiging deputy mayor, pero nangyari. So ang kwan lang dun is, anong pwede natin gawin ngayon? Paano natin ma-achieve yung ating objective? Bakit tayo pumasok sa ganitong position, nagiging counselor? So merong objective ng ganun. So pag nagiging deputy mayor, well then merong recognition doon sa fellow councilors na na-recognize lang na kaya natin. Paminsan, isipin natin na hindi natin kaya to. Pero sila ang nagsasabi na kaya mo, kaya inilak. Well, panindigan natin.
Matanong ko lang po, Ginoong Walter, ano po yung motivation niyo kung bakit meron kayong heart to serve the public?
Sa alam niyo, nandun ako sa Philippine Military Academy noon. So, nasa service ako. Pag-graduate kasi doon, meron ka talagang idealism. Hindi naman na bawasan yung aking idealism noon dahil hindi naman talaga ako masyadong tumagal doon sa field or na exposed sa mga corruption or something like that. I spent most of my officer years as a computer specialist. So I established the computer department ng dalawang organization, which is AFP Mutual Benefit Association, which is the insurance company, and the AFP Savings and Loan. So yun ang ginagawa. Technical ako eh. So hindi ko idealistic pa rin. Pero nung nangyari yung kudita noong 1986, nadala ko yung pamilya ko dito, parang nagkaroon ba ng broken service. Na ito yung gusto kong gawin, gusto kong tumulong o maglingkod sa community, sa bayan. Pagkatapos nandito na ako sa Australia, anong gagawin ko ngayon? So, nandyan pa rin yung idealism. So, nakahanap ako ngayon ng parang madalhan o mapaglagyan ng yung aking idealism or yung aking desire to serve the community.
Yes. Yun. Oo. Napag-usapan natin konti yung about kudita at kaya napunta dito sa Australia. O ano po ba yung buhay ninyo sa Pilipinas bago kayo napunta dito sa Australia noong 1986?
Well, I was in the active service military. I was commissioned sa Navy, but I was doing civilian work. Still in the active service. I was vice president ng AFP MBAI at the same time vice president rin ng Savings and Loan. I was consultant to several companies including na Insurance Commission and Veterans Bank, and I had two schools. I had a company in New York. Pero yun nga, nung nagkaroon ng kudita, I was a technical person. So meron ako mga classmates na nandun sa MND noon, kabilang side nila ni Enrile at saka ni Ramos. Meron rin dun sa kabilang side naman nandun sa Krame. So, tinatawag nila ko pareho. Walter, Mista, punta ka na dito. Magsama na tayo. But wala namang nagtanong sa akin kung ano yung mga purpose ng bakit nila ginawa yung ginawa nila. So, anyway, pagkatapos nung walang kuan, marami nagka-interest dun sa position ko. So, sabi nila, sige, balik na lang kayo. Babalik na lang ako sa Navy. Babalik ako sa Navy. Sabi ko, wala namang, yung mga barko namin sa Navy, hindi naman lahat nag-operate. Alam ko yon dahil ako nag-design ng naval information system, naval operations information system. So, binomonitor ko yung mga capability ng mga barko. So, alam ko yung ganun. Eh, anong sabi ko, babalik ba ako sa barko ngayon? Eh, anong gagawin ko sa barko? Wala na yung aking bilit, yung aking career doon sa barko. So, most likely, babalik rin ako sa Navy Computer Center. At that time, meron na naman akong visa dito dahil may kapatid akong nandito sa kwan. Mother ko nandito sa South Australia. So, may visa na ako. Hindi namin planong pumunta rito, pero nag-file lang noon, 2 years before that, dahil Australia was looking for computer people. My wife, Lisa, is also in IT. So, nag-file lang kami ng ganun. So, plano siguro, plano ng Diyos yun lahat na nangyari na nagkaroon ng coup. I did not feel like it was going to be good for my family. So, I brought my family here for just a break. But anyway,
it's supposed to be just a break.
Just a break. So, ang nangyari, I got the job in 2 weeks. Now, I was senior systems analyst ng insurance company dito. And I had a career na rin dito sana sa IT. But then I really felt na andun yung puso ko sa Pilipinas. Eh. So pumupunta pa rin ako sa Pilipinas. Meron akong project doon. Noon, naiwanan ko yung, meron kami agribusiness project doon. So may partners ako doon. So I went to the Philippines, say 2 months, and then come back dito ng 2 weeks. Pamilya ko nandito. So balik na ko ng ganun. And then 1998, I brought my family back to the Philippines. I said, balik na tayo lahat. Tapos na yung break. No? So, uwi na tayo, permanente na tayo, balik na tayo sa Pilipinas. Yung mga anak ko naman, mga anak namin, nagsasabi sa akin, Dad, but Dad, we are Australians.
Mm-hmm.
So, 1998, 1986 kami pumunta dito. So, mga 12 years
it's
na sila.
It's been 12 years.
So, pero ako, ang puso ko talaga nandun pa rin. Kaya sabi kong, balik na kami dun. Oh. 10 months kami nandun eh. Tapos sabi na ng mga anak ko, they are Australians. Well, the very reason why we came to Australia the first time was because gusto namin para sa mga bata, para sa mga anak namin. So we decided it's for them that we're going to stay. So I resigned. At that time, I resigned my commission and decided permanently to stay in Australia. Now, if you are going to stay in Australia, you might as well take roots.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well see what you can do to contribute to the community where you're now going to where you now belong.
Mm-hmm.
So ganun yung aking buhay. So for 20 years I was full-time volunteer.
Oh.
Full-time volunteer, no full-time job. I could have gone back into my IT career.
Yes.
But yun ang love ko na I was working for community organizations, just doing other things, helping other people. Yun lang ginawa ko. And then, siguro nga, yun, we're planting seeds.
Yes.
No? We're planting seeds. And then, nangyari yung ganun. Pero hindi yun ang purpose na magiging politician ako.
Oh.
Or yan, hindi yan ang ambisyon. Basta ginagawa lang yung dapat gawin.
Oh.
And then, 2015, I was named Citizen of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Community Engagement Award doon sa Windham, nakilala na tayo doon. So, ganun.
And you've been active.
Been active, so nakilala na rin. Hindi yung parang, yung iba kasi yung mga kandidato, basta pagdating ng election, yun lalabas.
Mm-hmm.
Doon lang makikilala.
Yes. No?
Nagpapakilala sa sarili nila. Mm-hmm. Sa akin, I did not even campaign, walang flyer, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ko, dahil nakilala na ng mga tao, alam nila na may ginagawa para doon sa community. So, yun ang aking suggestions doon sa ating mga leaders din.
Mm.
Meron tayong kakayahan, mga Pilipino, may kakayahan eh. Meron ding need. Meron ding need ng leaders dito sa ating local community.
Mm.
May need ng leaders dito sa multicultural community.
Mm.
At ang Pilipino ay kayang-kayang gawin yun eh.
Oo.
Kayang-kayang gawin yun. So, hindi dapat tayo magiging kapituko doon sa ating position sa Filipino organizations and say, I'll be president for life.
Yes.
Hindi. lumabas tayo ng konti, paminsan-minsan.
Or para, reach out to other cultures. Oh,
kasi andito na tayo, part na tayo ng malaking, ng wider Australian community.
Mm-hmm.
So, the outside community or the wider community ng local community nyo at saka yung migrant community, they're hungry for leaders. And a lot of the Filipinos have leadership potential.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not open. We're just not exploring. We're in our comfort zone.
Yes.
Diyan lang tayo. So,
which is why you're setting a good example, Sir Walter, no, sa lahat ng mga Pilipino na merong leadership skills. At hindi din may pagkakailang you have a heart to serve people. As you've mentioned, aktibo kayo sa komunidad. Kaugnay dito, itinayo nyo rin po ang Migrant Hub.
Marami akong involvement doon sa migrant community. Una doon sa Filipino community sa Windham. I was president. And then, nakikita, nami-meet namin yung mga ibang, nami-meet ko yung ibang mga community groups. And yung aming ang needs ng mga Pilipinos in Windham are similar to the needs of the other communities as well. So I was also consultant to the Migrant Resource Center based in Footscray. And then I was co-opted member ng Committee of Management dun sa Altona. No? And then, naisip namin yun, lumalaki na itong migrant community sa Windham. Bakit hindi tayo mag-set up ng migrant community dito, Migrant Resource Center? So I ask council kung pwede yung masuportahan, makakuha ng opisina, makakuha ng social worker, for example, para ma-build talaga. Dahil malaking organization, malaking need, malaking organizations na ganyan doon sa mga ibang areas like Footscray, Altona, Praran,
and dami. We're not talking only about Filipinos.
Yes. Okay. So, kasi nga, habang na-involve ako doon sa mga Filipino community, sa Filipino community, nami-meet ko yung mga ibang community organizations. So, sabi namin, group ko yung mga migrant community leaders, sabi natin, mag-set up tayo ng Migrant Resource Center. So, humingi kami ng tulong sa local council. And at that time, one of the problems that I see in Windham was that hindi masyadong friendly to migrants yung community. And that was a long time ago. It's now much better. Pero dahil walang support, sinabi ko, well, we'll do it ourselves. So we set up the Migrant Hub as a social enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ko pa alam kung ano yung social enterprise, anong ibig sabihin ng social enterprise. But what we were saying is we wanted to become financially sustainable. That we're going to ask for grants, we're going to apply for grants, we're going to seek donation, but we don't want to be dependent on them.
Mm-hmm.
We want to create income for ourselves so that hindi na tayo magiging dependent on those source of funding. So Migrant Hub doon nag-start. So we start just like limitadong kaya dahil hindi na magiging funding para sa migrant resource center. So we had a cafe. And then the cafe was making enough money to pay for the rental. So may opisina kami. And then mga tao doon nagpupuntahan, nagiging meeting place siya. Nagkaroon kami ng mga events, mga migrants, iba-ibang grupo ng mga migrants pumupunta na doon, nami-meet namin. Tapos pati mga mainstream Australians, kikita nila, ano ba itong lugar na to? Bakit ganito yon? So they want to find out what we're doing and then they wanted to volunteer. So nag-start kami sa ganun and then ilang beses kami siguro 12 in the first 12 months we were in the local papers 20 times all positive reports about what we were doing. We were providing the service that council was not providing, that this service was not even supported by council. So we were doing it ourselves. We were helping ourselves,
own initiative.
So nangyari nga nung nagkaroon na yung mga maraming asylum seekers dun sa ating mga detention centers, kailangan nila ng support, yung accommodation. So, meron namang construction company kaming mga nakausap, yung natulungan namin, na-provide namin sila ng mga, na-refer namin sa kanila yung mga workers. Sabi, anong pwede namin gawin sa inyo? You've been helping us since we started this renovation of an aged care facility. We converted it into 9 apartments. What can you do? What can we do for you? So we said, well, maybe we can have a partnership agreement. So ginawa namin, nilist namin yun at nakausap namin yung Red Cross, Immigration Department. So nagamit namin yung 9 buildings. We were able to increase that into 25 houses. 25 houses, and we were able to provide accommodation to more than 1,000 asylum seekers. Right? No funding from government, but we were earning an income by providing the service to the immigration department through Red Cross. So we did that, and then when Tony Abbott became prime minister, he stopped the boats. So anong gagawin namin ngayon sa 25 houses? So we had to cut down in our number of houses. We now have 5. But
it's still operating.
Still operating. Okay. We have 5. Actually, we have 8 houses na minimintay namin ngayon. Yung 5 din is ginagamit namin for booking.com at saka Airbnb. So magkaroon ng income kung wala, habang wala yung mga asylum seekers kasi nagda-dry up. Nagbabawasan yun. So that's what we're doing now. But we're looking at other things as well. We want to set up a school for social entrepreneurs. What we're doing is we're helping migrants especially, but of course it includes Filipinos, to set up community organizations, to start businesses, to start social enterprises. Yun ang ginagawa namin. Tulong pa rin sa ibang mga kasamahan natin para makapag-start
sila.
Kasimula. Kasi malaking problema ng mga Filipino at saka migrant pagdating dito. Hindi alam ko ano mga gagawin. But especially about looking for jobs, right? And also starting a business. Yung sa aming focus talaga is helping people start a business, creating the job themselves rather than just always saying, "Ooh, where am I going to work?" Well, create the work. Maraming opportunities dyan eh. So yan ang portfolio ko ngayon sa Windham City Council. I'm the portfolio chair for future-focused economy.
Marami tayong aabang ang mga proyekto from Migrant Hub.
Binabawasan ko na yung aking involvement dahil nga dito sa council. Mahirap kasi magiging president ka ng isang organization or director ng isang company, especially kung that company or organization is doing business with council. Merong conflict of interest.
Yes.
So I don't want to be, again, kapituko sa position. I'd like to turn it over to somebody else.
Itong Migrant Hub ay buong Melbourne po ba?
We're providing the service mainly in the Windham area, but other organizations are looking at using that as a model, right?
Yes.
So in other areas, actually, they've done that. But also, we're trying to learn from other people. We are looking at a program that's done in Shepparton, for example, yung tinatawag na Mandela Center. So we have a big issue sa mga African community, youth gangs doon sa Windham. But a lot of people are just looking at police action. Well, they are the experts then. Mga police ang experts yan. What we'd like to focus on is paano man ba engage yung mga young people na yon? Paano ma-engage? Paano magkaroon ng other opportunities para may divert yung kanilang attention from yung mga ginagawa nila ngayon? Para magiging productive sila. Also, again, back into the social enterprise and creating employment or business opportunities for them.
Yes.
Yun ang focus ng gagawin namin. Now, if I have to do that, na merong active role ako doon, gagawin ko yun. But as much as possible, I'd like to turn it over to somebody else or develop somebody else to take over the role in the future.
Napapalawak po talagang impluensya ninyo sa komunidad. Noong 2015, kayo po ay ang Windham Citizen of the Year. 2016, natanggap niyo naman ang Australia Social Enterprise Champion. At 2017, appointed as member of the Ministerial Council for Volunteers sa Estado ng Victoria.
Nabanggit ko na kanina yung sa Migrant Hub, yung aking involvement sa community. Kaya ako nabigyan ng Community Engagement Award at saka Citizen of the Year. No, I was also named Paul Harris Fellow ng Rotary Club. And then yung sa Social Enterprise Champion, that was a national competition or search for excellence doon sa social enterprise. So champion being like an evangelist per se ng social enterprise. So I just love social enterprise. It's business and community at the same time. So I'm promoting it everywhere I go. If I look at the problem and I say, a social enterprise could be a solution for this. So create that enterprise so that people, you're creating employment, but at the same time, you're addressing a social need. So yun ang focus. So I was named Social Enterprise Champion in Australia. But at the same, for Australia, and also I went to the World Congress for Social Enterprise in New Zealand last year. So, yun ang mga ginagawa ko. Then, as a result maybe of my involvement in the community, as a volunteer for more than 20 years, full-time, hindi yung how many hours a week lang, ganun. Full time, I was really involved in a lot of volunteer organizations. So I was appointed to the Ministerial Council for Volunteers.
Mm.
So ang ginagawa namin dun, tinitingnan yung mga paraan para mag-grow ang industry, ang sector. Paano natin gagawin niya? Actually, maraming mga volunteers tayo dito, pero mas marami pa rin mga gustong mag-volunteer. Paano gagawin yon?
Mm.
Kailangan natin na mas marami pang volunteer. Diba? Yun ang objective ng Ministerial Council ngayon na mag-advise doon sa minister ng community, si Jenny Mikakos, na ano bang pwedeng gawin as far as growing the sector. Hindi rin na lang yung pwede mga malalaking organization, because the majority of volunteers in the community are those who do not even consider themselves volunteer. Like, pagdarating yung census forms, sabihin, what are you doing? You know, are you volunteering? They're not even considering it as volunteering. They're doing something for the church. They're doing something for the school. But they're volunteering work. So they're doing some volunteer time, you know, giving their time for no compensation. So that's volunteering. How do we tap that? Ang isang problema rin is maraming kasi mga nagbo-volunteer din na pag hindi maganda yung kanilang experience the first time they do volunteering, then they're not going to volunteer again. So our objective is to come up with some maybe mechanism. Like, we're looking at technology now. How are we going to tap technology para mag-grow yan? But my focus is on the grassroots. Not yung mga malalaking organizations like Australian Conservation Foundation or yung mga land care. Mga malalaki na yun, mga established na yun. Ang aking focus is the local community. Sino-sino yung mga volunteers natin dito? Paano natin ma-involve yung mga tao in volunteering? Because when you volunteer also, there's a social benefit as well. Dahil kung tayo, sa atin kasi ngayon dito is, papasok natin sa bahay, pagdating natin galing sa trabaho, meron tayong remote control, bukas na yung garage, pasok tayo doon, pasok sa bahay, paglabas, nasa kotse, bukas ang garage door, labas, makikita yung kapitbahay, kinakawayan lang, ganun. Wala tayong social interaction.
Yep.
Hindi kagaya sa Pilipinas doon at sa mga karamihan sa mga migrants, ganun din yung sitwasyon. The village, meron tayong community. Merong community, kilala natin yung mga kapitbahay natin. Ganun. Wala na yan dito. We don't want also yung mga negative aspects of that community rin, yung mga standby, ganun. Hindi rin natin gusto yung ganun. Pero paano natin madedevelop yung relationships between neighbors? Paano natin magagawa? Kung ganun lang yung sitwasyon ng mga tao na talagang pasok lang sa bahay, tapos na. No? Labas, kakawayan lang ng ganun. But volunteering means that you're mixing with other people. You're interacting with other people. You build the community there. And the more you interact, the safer you would feel, because kagaya sa atin dito, pag mayroong mga sa Pilipinas, pag may dumarating sa barangay natin, alam natin kung mayroong kuno, hindi may kanyan, mayroong delikado yung tao niyan, hindi natin kilala yan, mga ganun. No? The more people we know in our community, the better and the safer we feel. Oh. So that's why we want to build that capacity. That's the role that I play in the Ministerial Council. So, but I'm still in the process of implementing ang aking proposal nga sa Ministerial Council na magkaroon ng pilot program. Pilot. Mm. So we want to develop this pilot program, initially maybe in Windham, para ma-improve, mag-grow yung volunteering sector.
Hmm.
And if it's successful, then we can roll it out to the 78 other councils in Victoria.
Oh, you're encouraging volunteering talaga.
It is satisfying, and I can say that with from experience.
From experience of 20 years.
But maski na sa Pilipinas naman, I was active service, but I was in Rotary Club. I started a cooperative of 1,000 people. I was president of the Homeowners Association. So, meron akong kwan talaga doon.
May puso ka talaga para.
May puso for the
servicio.
Community siguro. Servicio, hindi politika. Hindi politika.
Servicio.
Politics is just a means to an end. That's not the objective.
Did you ever think, Sir Walter, makakapasok ka sa politika?
I ran 5 times.
Hmm.
So, hindi rin natin masasabing hindi ko goal talaga. No? But the situation is this. When you're in the community and you see something wrong or you see some gaps in the service, you advocate for something. You become active in the community. I was an activist. So I was in the local papers. I attended meetings and I asked questions. I was an activist. But there's so much, there's only so much that you can do as an activist.
Hmm.
The other alternative is to get into the organization, become a reformist. So that's what I did, right? So I stood five times. Hindi ako nagkakampanya. Ang kuwan ko lang dun is kung sakaling makuha ng mga ng community na I deserve to be there, that they want me there, then I take the position.
Hmm.
No? Para sa akin nga, yun ang means to an end because nakikita ko na meron akong gustong ma-achieve para sa community. At kung nandun ako sa position na makapag-influence, and that's why what I see now as a councillor and now as deputy mayor, pinapakinggan yung sinasabi mo.
May boses ka.
Eh ako dati, yung aking advocacy na gagawin yung Migrant Resource Center, kausap ko na yung councillors lahat, mayor, humarap ako sa kanila. I made a presentation. And I thought I was convincing enough, but they were not convinced. But now, as councillor, well, in the chambers, I can talk and they listen.
Yeah.
Right? They listen. So I talk to communities, they ask me to speak in events, na ganun, pinapakinggan ka. So may boses nga, kagaya na sinasabi mo.
Oo, yeah. May influence.
Yan.
Pag-usapan naman po natin ang komunidad ng Windham, kasalukuyang third fastest growing local government sa Victoria at very diverse din po ang populasyon. Sa tingin niyo po, ano po ba ang mga improvements na dapat pang gawin ng konseho pagdating sa una, business, employment, environment, infrastructure?
Actually, Windham is the fastest growing city in Victoria and probably number 2 or number 3 in Australia. We're the fastest growing. There are 12 babies born every day in Windham. Every day. So 12 babies born, that means we have to plan for kindergartens, you know, schools, at saka yung healthcare. Kasi yan ang darating in the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So pinaplano namin yun. Pinaplano ng council yun. We have to look at all of these requirements, not just for today, but in the years to come. But the issue that we also have in Windham is that we are a dormitory city, meaning our population now is 235,000. 235,000. That was yesterday. Huh? Maraming pinanganak kanina. So we're expecting 433,000 in 2036. We'll be bigger than Geelong. We'll be bigger than Canberra. Right? So, malaki ang growth ng Windham. So, ang problema is, karamihan ng mga nakatira sa Windham, karamihan mga nagtatrabaho and are staying in Windham are working outside of Windham. That's 70%, almost 70%, around 70% of the working population is working outside of Windham. And the problem there is that they spend 2 hours of traveling from work. And that's 2 hours that they're spending not with their families. The less amount of time they're spending with their family, marami mga side effects, collateral damage yun. Merong mga domestic violence, merong mga kabataan na magiging problema dahil walang discipline o hindi nakikita yung parents nila.
Mm.
Yun ang maraming issues, di ba? And also with the traffic, dahil maraming gumagamit sakay labas. Yun ang problema namin dun ngayon. So what my focus is creating local jobs for local residents. That's been my focus. I participate in a lot of the other things that need to be done by a councillor. I make decisions when we vote. I make decisions based on right information, making sound decisions. But when I speak, it's mostly about creating local jobs for local residents. I think it should be the focus there. And because we have that need, right? But there's a lot of potential. It's not just about asking government to put up their offices there. It's about using existing resources. Paano natin gagawin yun, magagamit yun, para makapag-create ng opportunities. And that's why we need more entrepreneurs. And that's why my focus is setting up the infrastructure para magkaroon ng incentive or facilities ang mga entrepreneurs o yung mga gusto mag-start ng business na magiging mas madali sa kanila. So, I'm talking about co-working spaces, incubators, accelerators, hacker spaces, ganun. At saka yung mga meetups para magkasama-sama yung mga tao. When people meet, as I've said, like the community, bring them together, the more they meet, the more they can identify common goals, common issues, right? And they can come up with common solutions, right? So, that's my objective, bringing people together. And that's why the issue about volunteering, the issue about community building, and then the startup community. Bottom line, I want to see more local jobs for local residents.
Apart from creating jobs, ano pa po yung mga proyektong nasa listahan ninyo, Sir Walter?
Well, yung creating jobs, number one yun para sa akin, and number two nga is building stronger communities, right? Building stronger communities dahil hindi nga kan masyado mayroong disconnect ang community natin eh. Ang mga tao hindi connected sa kanilang mga group, mga kapwa nila. So even Filipinos paminsan eh, sa dami na kasi ng tao sa Windham, sa dami na ng Filipinos, so about 8,000 Filipinos
po. 8,000.
So pag pupunta ka doon, kikita mo sa Werribee Plaza or Pacific Werribee, hindi na nagbabatian dahil nga hindi mo nakilala eh. But we're not making any attempts. We're not doing other things to bring people together. Pag meron tayong mga citizenship ceremonies, hindi nag-usap-usap yan. Eh ako ang nung akong citizen of the year, I made sure that I was at all the citizenship ceremonies. Hindi nag-usap-usap. So ang aking mga ginagawa talaga is citizenship, I was the only one who did it. I asked everybody to stand and then shake hands with the people behind you, in front of you, meet other people, right? I suggested to council that we group all Filipinos together, all Indians together. It's not segregating people, but it's just that I wanted to see mga Pilipino, kapwa Pilipino mag-usap-usap, at kapwa Indians mag-usap, because how can you expect them to integrate, to interact with the mainstream, for example, if among themselves they're not even interacting. We're starting with the basics. So meron yung aking second talaga is building the community, stronger community. Yung mga nagagawa na ng gobyerno, pabayaan natin, encourage natin, mag-advocate tayo rin sa gobyerno para gawin nila. Roads, for example, or schools, these are not really things that council are responsible for. But what can we do in council? What can we do in the position that we are in? Yun ang aking mga focus.
Stronger community and creating jobs.
Yes.
Oo nga po, bakit ba ang mga Pilipino kapag nandito na sa Australia, parang hindi na magkakilala? Pero yung kultura ng mga Pilipino, we have a close family tie.
Alam mo, dumating kami dito 1986. And when we moved to Windham, Werribee pa yun ng araw, 1988. The population then was only 55,000. Pag makakita ka ng Pilipino, Pilipino kayo. Batian ka agad. Kung ito, saan kayo? Taga saan? Ngayon, hindi. Sa dami na kasi. Ganon din siguro. Pupunta ka ng LA, nandun ka sa Bay City o whatever. Madami ng Pilipino. Maski na saan ka pupunta, Tagalog yung marinig mo na ganun. So, nagiging natural na para kang nasa Divisoria na. Pero hindi yung basta batian lang. Hindi yan ang aking iniisip. Paano natin mabibuild yung community? Dito sa Australia, dito sa Victoria, for example, we're talking about issues with our Filipino organizations ng ganyan. We're never going to have a unity in our community. What we need are common goals, right? Mm-hmm. So when we have common goals, when we share the goals, when we had Typhoon Haiyan, sabi natin, gusto natin tumulong. Magkasama-sama yan dahil pare-pareho yung mga goals na yun eh. Mm-hmm. Pero pag sabihin mong, let's unite. Hindi pwede. Yung Bisaya, merong grupo nila. Yung Bisaya nga lang. Meron tayong Cebuano Association. Meron tayong Bisayan Association.
Yep.
Meron tayong Bulano ng ganun. Merong Dabawinyo. Marami tayong, because we're tribal. We're trying to create our own parabang small groups natin ng ganun. Mahilig tayo sa small groups. Sabi nga, kung tatlong Pilipino sa pagsama-sama mo sa isang kwarto, tatlong organization ang lalabas. Presidente lahat. Pero meron tayong maraming mga magagandang yung behavior, ang tawag ito, yung mga cultural behavior or practice na pwede nating dalhin at saka i-share sa mainstream Australian.
At on a lighter side naman po, Sir Walter, ano po ba yung hobby o libangan nyo apart from serving the community?
I don't do sports. Noong araw, nasa military ako, I play chess, I play martial arts, right? But aside from that, I'm just more of an entrepreneur. I look at things and I see, what can I do with this? How can I make this better? Right? How can my community or how can Windham take advantage of this? Right? I go on holidays sa Pilipinas. Hindi naman ako nagpupunta kung saan-saan magturista. Nandun ako, naghahanap ng mga kung anong pwedeng magagawa. I enjoy that. I'm more into reading the news and, you know, looking at, again, other opportunities that are out there. What are people doing about things? So, nandun ako sa computer, gumagawa ako mga folders doon. Oh, itong idea, anong gagawin ito? So I create a subfolder doon para mailagay lang doon. Maski na sometimes 15 years later, sa kalalabas yun. Pero I'm banking that idea somewhere. That's what I enjoy doing. And probably, I'm not planning to retire at all. It's something that excites me.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunities that are in our community.
That's what keeps you young, sir.
Yes, I feel young.
Ano pong mensahe natin sa lahat ng mga Pilipino-Australiano?
Kaya natin. Kaya natin. Alam nyo, ako ay 65 years old na ngayong taon na to. So hindi na masyadong matagal. I wish I had, I was in this position maybe 20 years ago. Pero hindi yan ang reality. The reality is we're getting older. I don't have much time, but what I'd like to see is for more Filipinos to get into leadership position in the local community and in the migrant community. And I'd like to be able to mentor, to help, and to... Sa dami mga ginagawang projects doon sa Windham, for example, I can get people involved, right? So pwede namin gawin na pwedeng ginawa namin sa Windham na pwedeng gawin sa ibang lugar. No? Pwedeng gawin ganun. I'd like to see more Filipinos in leadership position. Okay? So, again, it's not just within the Filipino community. I'd like to see yung mga leaders natin sa mga Filipino community venture outside of their comfort zone and get involved sa mga mainstream organization in the local community and in the migrant community.
Ayan. Maraming salamat, Deputy Mayor of Windham Council, Walter Villagonzalo.
Maraming salamat din, Claudette.